run in there and not let her know that you're staying up here, and she wouldn't know it. Mm-hmm. I mean, anytime you get an extra day or two, and we'll probably go swimming, I might let you help me work.
Oh, I'd like to go see your swimming lesson. That's good.
Y'all going tomorrow?
I wish I could. I don't. If I could stay around that long, but.
And your deadline is you have to,
mm-hmm.
and have two more interviews.
Yeah,
so
I got to go on see. I got to knock one, and then I got to go.
And this is Tuesday.
And I got to, you know, of course, it's having time on the road and all that, and then finding the people is the problem. I wish I could have been here sooner.
Well, did you interview somebody in Bristol?
No.
You've come?
I just came from Atlanta. I just called her from below Bristol because I wanted her to know ahead of time that I was coming. So I had to stop the gas there anyway, you know, so I just stopped and called from that service station where I was. I wish I could, but I don't think I can stay long enough. What if it's as cold as it was this morning? I don't know.
Well, you wouldn't go in with her lesson, see. And you have to sit out and watch it. Yeah.
Well, didn't y'all get awful cold?
Yes, we did.
I thought it was awful cold.
It was 40 degrees this morning.
40 degrees.
That's what a boy that come and worked at my sister's said it was 40 degrees this morning, earlier. Mm-hmm. See, and that's just 10 below
freezing. I know. You hear that? Freezing. Well, you can't believe that, because, see, I mean, it just gets 40 degrees in the daytime in February down where I live. I mean,
and
we think 40 degrees, that's in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
It's 40 degrees down there.
Come back to 2 or 3.
2.
2.
I'm going up to the end then.
Did you tell the kids?
I did. When I woke up this morning, I thought, well, I must be losing my mind. I think it's wintertime, you know. Well, I like it. I think it's real nice.
What you said he was?
He's been dead a long time. He's been dead a long time. We were just pretty little when he died, you know. But
did your mother work then?
Yeah, she had worked. She's always worked.
Does she still work?
No, she is kind of working part time. She's getting ready to retire.
What'd she do?
She just worked in a shoe store, just sold shoes. She's always just put shoes on people's feet. She used to, a long time ago, she was a beautician. And then, after she got married to Daddy, well, then Daddy got this shoe store. And then, after he died, though, she couldn't run it, and she had to sell it. But she stayed on there to work. And
she's worked there ever since?
She's worked there ever since. And she can look at a person's foot and say, oh, you wear size 6B, you know, or something like that, because she's looked at shoes for so long. If you were, this is again about words you used to describe people, like an older person, well, something like Mr. Bruce Hawkins, I guess, an older person who really gets around good, you'd say that person's really?
Lively.
Mm-hmm. And how about a little kid that can't sit still, you'd say they're
fidgety.
Now, if your, say your children were out later than usual, and you might say, well, I don't really feel, you're not easy, so you'd say I feel
uneasy.
Now, a child might want the lights on in their room because they're
afraid.
And now, a person that well, I might leave just a lot of money lying around on the table, leave the door unlocked, you'd say they're really
lousy rich.
And if people come driving through here real fast, you'd say, well, they're really
flying.
And if you were talking about, well, now, like if Mommy Sarah was doing her arithmetic and she made